This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Recently, while she's been diving in the polls, we've been hearing from Senator Kamala Willie Brown Sycheck Harris as she was politicizing the shooting of police in Philadelphia here recently. She couldn't even wait more than an hour before pushing for gun control. But there was a big problem with her solutions to have more regulations on gun dealers. She didn't even yet know how the attacker got his guns. But it's delusional to think that any regulations on gun dealers are going to significantly stop drug dealers from getting guns. Then she was on CNN. And she announced again she wants to take the licenses of gun dealers who violate the law. So what she means is to drive out of business gun dealers who make even the tiniest, meaningless paperwork error. That's hard to ignore. The shooter in that particular case, 36-year-old Maurice Hill, had a lengthy criminal history of drug dealing and gun convictions. He's not the type of guy who's going to buy a gun from a gun dealer, from a licensed gun dealer. But one need look no further than Mexico, which borders Harris's home state of California, to see how well her proposed regulations would work in stopping drug dealers from getting weapons. Mexico has very draconian gun laws. You cannot buy a gun legally in Mexico except at one gun shop, which is run by the military, and you cannot buy a gun legally that has ever been used by the military, any caliber, right? So, and this has been going on since 1972. There's only one legal gun store in the country located in Mexico City. Military runs it. The guns cost a lot. Only about 1% of Mexicans have a license to legally own guns. And in addition, since 1972, the most powerful rifle you can legally buy in Mexico is a .22 caliber. Which, yeah. So how well has that worked in stopping drug gangs from getting weapons? In June, Mexico, a country with less than 40% of the U.S.'s population, had over 3,000 murders. During the first 6 months of the year, they had over 17,500 murders. Their murder rate is six times the U.S. rate, and some Mexican states have murder rates over 100 per 100,000 people. Ours is about five. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney is angry about someone having all that weaponry and all that firepower. But if you think the strict limits on what types of guns that law-abiding people will own will stop drug dealers from getting the weapons they want, look at Mexico. The drug gangs aren't just being happy with .22 calibers, by the way. Now, Mexico's murder rate stopped falling and started rising after the 1972 gun control laws. And the reason for instituting the gun control law was because of fears that radical students who were staging demonstrations at the nation's universities would cause a revolution and overthrow the government. So now the murder rates are more than twice what they were before their gun control laws. Well, why is it so hard, though, to keep these drug gangs from getting guns? And the answer is simple: illegal drug profits. Gang members can't go to the police to ask for help getting their drugs back from other dealers who might have stolen their supply. Gangs need guns to protect their valuable property. And they can bring guns into Mexico just as easily as they can bring in any drug. Drug gangs steal some guns from the Mexican military. So only about 15% of guns in Mexico come from the U.S., but most of them are actually really military hardware, not the Fast and Furious guns. They're not interested in the semi-automatic variants. They use them, but I mean, they're getting the real military stuff. We sold 1 year, what was it, $150 million worth of ordnance to them. So since the U.S. is unique in requiring serial numbers on guns, it is relatively easy for Mexico to figure out what guns are from the U.S. Mexico guesses that about 17% of their crime guns are from the U.S., and it gives those guns to the U.S. to be traced. And it turns out that about 90% of those, or 15% of the total, did come from the U.S. Now, if Kamala Harris could click her fingers today and cause all guns to disappear from the United States and all illegal drugs, how long would it take for illegal drugs to start coming back into the U.S.? If you're in El Paso or parts of Southern California, about 20 minutes. How long would it take for these drug dealers to bring in the weapons that they would need to protect their valuable property? Well, they bring them in at the same time. So the fact that drug dealers have these guns makes it hard to enforce other gun control laws. And you're going to have about as much success stopping drug dealers from selling guns as you have in preventing them from selling drugs. And if you think that you've stopped criminals from being able to buy illegal drugs, good luck with stopping them from being able to obtain guns. In one shooting after another, gun control advocates like Harris keep on pushing regulations that wouldn't stop the crimes that they're using to push the laws that they want. And that's the problem with gun control. Take the constant call for universal background checks after mass public shootings. That is background checks on the private transfer of guns. There isn't one attack this century that would have been stopped by such a federal law. But it hasn't stopped gun control advocates like Harris for calling for this law immediately after every rampage killing. Her proposed gun laws will move us towards a situation like Mexico, where the drug dealers and the criminals have guns and not the law-abiding Americans. So the only real solution is taking the profit out of illegal drugs. But that's a story for another day. The problem here is that this total lack of real reality for some of these gun grabbers. The gun grabbers don't want to grab guns for public safety. They claim they do. They'll tell you this is what this is all about. But it isn't what that's all about. In Mexico, this has been this way since 1972, so it was never about public safety. It was about staying in power. Because in the 70s, there was a real threat of revolution in Mexico, and they just didn't want that. So they changed the gun laws, and the drug cartels that exist today had not yet begun their ascension. Although, of course, now they're very, very ever-present. So until drugs become a thing that is not profitable for them, there will be trade in drugs. As long as there's going to be trade in drugs, there will be trade in weapons. As long as smuggling is a profitable thing to get through our border, there will be guns. Because the next, another thing they smuggle across the border all the time are people. People. So, I mean, you've seen some of those infrared videos of them armed people smuggling people across the border. That's because they don't intend to get caught. If it comes down to it, I guess they'd probably kill their client and just scatter back across the border to the other side. Ah, Kamala. If you were only as smart as you think you are. But you're not. You're not. You're just wanting to be a totalitarian. We get that. We get it. We see how California works out. We get it. We get it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, I've been listening to, I've been doing a little bit of local radio here, and I've been seeing all these other things where everybody's talking about what Trump's going to do. Trump's doing this, Trump's doing that. Trump's not going to do anything. Trump is walking everything back. So now the only ones that are actually talking about gun confiscation or anything like that is the left. And the fact that Trump is saying this is a slippery slope, that means that as long as he's president, this is not probably something that's going to happen. I know that there's some of the people that are out there that are going, well, what about when he's reelected and then he doesn't have to worry about being reelected again? Well, I still don't think he would go that route, but, you know, bear with me. Now, the Democrat presidential candidates, they're tripping over each other to try to outdo themselves, and they're trying to capitalize on these rampage killings that happened in El Paso and Dayton. And they proposed, in typical fashion, they proposed a slew of gun control solutions that wouldn't have stopped any of these killings that have occurred in question. And they're using the opportunity to push a broader gun confiscation scheme. Like New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She's one of them and said earlier this week that she's open to putting gun owners who refuse to comply with bogus government buybacks, which is simply government confiscation, into prison. She says you don't want to grandfather in all the assault weapons all across America. We'd like people to sell them back to the government. The point is you don't want people using assault weapons, so the point is you're arrested for if you're arrested for using an assault weapon, you're going to be arrested for an aggravated felony. The whole point is that when you make it a crime to own an assault weapon, then if you're found using it, that would be the issue. It would be part of law enforcement. It would be ex post facto is what it would be. And let's put this into context. The semi-automatic AR-15 is the most popular rifle in America. The left considers it an assault rifle. That's purely a political term. It has nothing to do with anything the gun was designed to do or anything else. With more than 20 million of them out there right now, according to the Heller decision, that's common use, and therefore they cannot be banned. Gillibrand, of course, ignores this. She ignores this. Now, Roe versus Wade says, well, abortion is a law of the land. Therefore, it cannot be banned. And, of course, and the thing is, we've got to apply their rules to them when it comes to this. Gillibrand wants to turn every single one of us who have an AR-15 into a felon and then institute a police state for enforcement. Now, that's a fool's errand, Kirsten, I hate to tell you. Meanwhile, of course, you know, all the rest of them, so. All the rest of them are out there. Now, the House Democrats are going to push for an assault weapons ban. They're going to push for limits on so-called high-capacity mags. They're going to push anti-hate bills and red flag laws. This is the ultimate anti-gun buffet, which we've seen before and defeated it many times. We have a Republican Senate, so most of this push to chip away at the Bill of Rights will probably be gutted. It's a campaign ploy aimed at ginning up interest and energy with the Democratic base. Of course, it's also not going to, it's going nowhere. Their whole, when you look at their whole thing, mainly what they have done in the House since the Democrats took back over the House was go after Trump. So this is, they're using this right now to fundraise. And they want to get campaign contributions in their war chest because this could be the only issue where the polling isn't downright awful concerning their policy agenda items. And even then, support whittles down once people see what these policies would do if enacted. So let's go through it again. The assault weapons ban is worthless. It targets guns that aren't used in crimes, no matter how much they spotlight it. They're trying to make it the common gun of use for a rampage killer. That's why most of these guys are picking them up, because it's being suggested to them in the media. They cause less than 500 deaths on average per year. And yes, this is a numbers game now. It shouldn't be, but if the left thinks they can tug at heartstrings citing a figure after figure from anti-gun groups, data that's totally wrong, by the way, then it's a numbers game. More people die from cigarette smoking and car accidents than gun homicides. The left inflates the firearms death toll by bringing in the suicides, but that's not an act of gun violence. Even leftist gun reporters admit that the assault weapons ban did little to curb violent crime. It did help the Republicans make political gains in future elections, however. The magazine limit, that's more window dressing. We already have a background check system, and no criminal obtains their firearm through private sales, which is mostly transfers between family members via inheritance. Red flag laws sound great, but only if that meant keeping the Democrats out of the committee hearings, I would have supported them then. Explicit and overt due process mechanisms have to be in those bills, which the Democrats will not support. And the Fredo meltdown, that would have, that's not a reason. Under their parameters, Chris Cuomo would be getting a visit from the cops. And that's not hyperbole. That's what it was designed to do, to catch you in a moment of emotion. So they would make this law so fluid that a tantrum at Starbucks could get you a visit from the police via the red flag. That's intentional. They want their anti-gun activists to harass law-abiding gun owners, and they would certainly try to go as far as they can on this in order to confiscate guns. Now, Trump, originally he was talking about supporting them. Now he doesn't. So we'll see where all this goes, but as with anything related to gun control, things are going to need to marinate. Mass shootings are still rare. Rampage killings are very rare events. But voter support for these constitutionally questionable initiatives spike in that moment of emotion. But then as more data gets released, the low attention span perks up, and then, same old data that exposes an extremist agenda that's aimed at destroying the Second Amendment, that all comes out. Semi-automatic ban is not a scary gun ban, but a virtual firearms ban, and that's unconstitutional. This is another round in the battlefield that never ends. And we need to be ruthless and aggressive, because the anti-gun left thinks they've scored some wins in the states. They're emboldened, but expect them to come out of this next recess on September the 4th trying to go full bore on this one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says recession. What recession?
We're right now the number one country anywhere in the world by far as an economy.
Speaking at the White House on Tuesday, President Trump says he thinks the word recession is inappropriate and claims the media just likes to use it. The president also says he's considering possible tax cuts.
We're talking about indexing, and we're always looking at the capital gains tax, payroll tax.
Actor Jussie Smollett will have to wait a little bit longer to hear if the city of Chicago's lawsuit against him will proceed. Today, a federal judge postponed making a decision until October. The city is suing the former Empire actor for $130,000 to be reimbursed, money it spent investigating a fake hate crime. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday, the Dow lost 173 points, NASDAQ fell 54, S&P lost 23. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, "Dad, this is good," so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The Antifa movement here in the United States is composed of left-wing autonomous militant groups and individuals who like to engage in violent protest tactics against whom they identify as they identify us as fascist, racist, or on the far right. They tend to be anti-capitalist. They include anarchists, socialists, communists, there's some leftists, and there's social democrats. All of them, of course, are leftists at heart. Now, they've grown since the 2016 presidential election, and as of August 2017, there's approximately 200 individual Antifa units that now exist. But this is, Antifa's been around for a while. They were formed on the West Coast in 2007, beginning in Portland, Oregon, extending to Seattle, Washington, and then later spreading to other areas. One of their specimens was terrorist William Van Spronson, of Vashon Island. In 2018, during a protest outside the Federal Immigration Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington, south of Seattle, the 68-year-old wrapped his arms around a police officer's throat and shoulders in an attempt to free another protester. When they got him into handcuffs, they found a collapsible baton and knife in his pocket, leading to criminal charges. Then, last month, on July the 13th, Van Sponsen returned to the Northwest Detention Center, the holding facility for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This time, he came with a rifle and some Molotovs. And he started tossing Molotovs at vehicles and buildings. He caused one car fire and unsuccessfully tried to ignite a propane tank. The police, they were called by an ICE employee who saw the rifle. Four responding officers came in, opened fire, and took cover uninjured. When the medical aid arrived, they found Van Sponsen dead. He had multiple gunshot wounds, according to the medical examiner's office. His attack came on the eve of a planned national raid by ICE targeting thousands of illegal immigrants who ignored court hearings or had been receiving or had received removal notices. It was believed that Van Sponsen was targeting the detention center's parking lot, which included a fleet of buses that transport immigrants to the airport to be deported. His attack, if it had been successful, would have taken hundreds of lives. The detention center holds over 1,500 inmates. ICE approved the release of video footage of the attack last month, and in the video of the blaze set off by Van Sponsen before he was shot dead by police, you can hear the officers firing on the Antifa terrorist who pulled a gun on them. Mr. Van Sponsen referred to himself as an anarchist and was active in the state anarchist community. He was also once a member of the left-wing defense group called the Puget Sound John Brown Gun Club. So, like many deranged people before a killing spree, Van Sponsen left a manifesto before his death. Doesn't that sound interesting? His friends say he likely planned to die during the attack. In his manifesto sent out before his death, he wrote, "It's time to take action against evil." And evil says one life is worth less than another. Evil says the flow of commerce is our purpose here. Evil says concentration camps for folks deemed lesser are necessary. The handmaid of evil says the concentration camps should be more humane. Beware the centrist. Manifesto. Just like the Rampage Killers. Sort of interesting, isn't it? In his personal life, he'd worked as a self-employed carpenter and contractor. He had been going through a divorce and child custody battle since 2013 and was accused of domestic violence by his estranged wife, according to court documents. It's interesting that you'd be in your 60s and have a child custody battle now, in this era. But who knows? Who's to say? He was also a folk singer playing songs on Vashon Island and around the Seattle area. He played at events and venues around his home. He was very close to the local transgender community, although comrades in the community said that Will self-identified as a cis male. So, people like Willem Van Sponsen are multiplying in a geometric progression. The fact that he was relatively old, not young, as many of his fellow Antifa activists are, proves that America has a latent problem. And it also proves that the sleep of reason disguised in tolerance begets monsters. Time has come for more energetic action against these Antifa activities. They storm in and out of the news, you know, Antifa. And despite that fact, the left cannot denounce them. They cannot denounce the Willem Van Sponsens. He's been declared a martyr. The left cannot denounce Antifa because Antifa embodies the very ethos of war and violence that their collectivist philosophy thrives on. To assail Antifa, for them to do that, that would be to attack the heart of the cancerous poison that destroys liberty-oriented society. And they can't have that. They can't have that. Now, liberal collectivists pose as champions of one type of distinguished freedom, while they erode and destroy the other types of freedom. This is identity politics at play. So rather than see freedom as interconnected and wholesome and organic, and I talked about this earlier today, it is the nature of man organically to be free, to want to seek freedom, to seek the light, you might say. The new collectivists see institutions as oppressive and present society as backward and tyrannical as it's integrated into it. The new leftist, who is a Bolshevik in all but name, they front themselves as a champion of engineered liberty, which is to say they control what freedoms the population would be allowed to have. Collectivism thrives on war. It needs war. Collectivism demands the mobilization of people to advance their aims. So it's necessary for collectivists to always have an existential threat that allows for the perpetuation of mobilized society. The real spring of collectivism is not a love of liberty. They love the fight. They love the war. The anticipation of war is the great incentive, and the conduct of war is the great collectivizing process. It's been done before in various guises. Abraham Lincoln did it to collectivize the Union during the Civil War. Then Roosevelt collectivized the new nation through the war on the Great Depression, which was superseded by the Second World War. Roosevelt was not, should never be considered among some of our greatest, but he should be considered as one of our most destructive because he subjugated civil society. Antifa takes a lot of different forms and it has a lot of different things backing it. And we should never lose sight of the fact that sooner or later, we'll be facing them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you haven't heard it, Trump has contacted Wayne LaPierre and told him that universal background checks are dead. So that means that no matter who passes them, he's not going to sign it. So universal background checks are dead. Expect other things to be declared dead, too. In the meantime, Trump is accused on a minute-by-minute basis of being a tyrant, yet his accusers remain free. Nothing gets taken from them, their property, their liberty, nothing. Their rights remain intact in every respect. They can speak without fear of retribution. They can assemble without fear of arrest. They can say and do the most vile and corrupt things, knowing that because the president is not a tyrant, nothing will be done to them for their crusade to erode and destroy our current social and political systems. And when the president correctly identifies the propagandists in the leftist media as philosophical enemies of the people they work every day to conquer, he doesn't announce any plans to unilaterally cancel or rescind their rights. He does not threaten to make their words and intentions illegal. He doesn't threaten to trample the Bill of Rights because they hate him and the country he works to preserve and protect, often from them. He never once hinted at criminalizing their political opposition or their open warfare on the Constitution and every civil protection that's enjoyed by Americans who refuse to subscribe to despotism. Now, on the left, however, there's some seeds that are being sown to create a police state in which the politically compliant and complicit will be safe, but the holdouts will be brutally punished. I don't know how they're actually going to make that work, but you know, that's what they're fantasizing about. The New York Times, it has been revealed, is about to embark on their latest propaganda project on the heels of their last foray into pervasive disinformation, claiming the president was allied with Russia. Now the lie will be rampant racism, which if it did exist, wouldn't need the New York Times telling us about it. We would see it and be alarmed by it on our own. Preceding this effort has been the lie that virulent white supremacy is everywhere. The illusion exacerbates the anger and hatred on the left and solidifies their resolve to marginalize, demonize, and attack anyone branded with this fabricated label. Anyone who does not believe he should be punished for this lie will be branded as a supremacist, as he obviously believes his rights entitle him to racism without consequence, which is what they claim, of course. They claim that. The accusation is all the evidence that is needed. Now, the object here is not to address actual white supremacy. That's actually a lie told to dim-witted people who think that others whom they are taught to hate and fear are living in an entirely different version of the country than they live in, one they can't see but believe is there. Their object here is polarization and demonization, though not simply to whip up progressive hatred for normal Americans. The larger purpose is to facilitate the oppression and eventual eradication of normal Americans who refuse to worship the golden calves of socialism and its close partner, communism. For years, the Democrats have smiled, told us they have no intention of infringing rights or taking anything away or incarcerating their enemies, and we've known every time that they were lying. We've watched them redefine the language to change the foundations which we used to share as a country and have known why they are doing it. We've seen them progressively attack those who obey the laws, protect their families, pay their taxes, and wish to be left in peace. Overthrowing a society is hard, dirty work. And it has become clear that peace will only come with our surrender or their failure. And even then, their failure will be temporary because they will be back. And even there, eventually, there's still going to be conflict. Which brings us to the Second Amendment. The fate of everything that the left intends depends on the end of whether normal non-communist Americans have the power to make the price of dictatorship so high that the left would be unwilling to force it into completion. If we can be disarmed and neutralized, then they can be imprisoned without trials. If they can be made powerless, they can be shot at without fear that they'll shoot back. If they can be conquered, they can be subjugated and made to serve their totalitarian masters. Second Amendment was always about that particular scenario. The founders did not insist on the Second Amendment so they could hunt in perpetuity, but because they feared a large authoritarian government controlled by unethical and immoral politicians and their mobs. Socialist communistic critics ridicule us, correctly noting that the AR-15s are no match for the firepower of the U.S. military, so resistance is futile and should be abandoned. They're correct as to the first part, but they're misdirected as to the second. Although the Second Amendment was intended to enable us to fight with equal tools against an army of oppression, there is no modern parity. The AR-15 is not a weapon of war, as no military in the world issues a semi-automatic-only rifle to their combat troops. So that description is a lie. But the second part of the critique that we would be confronting the U.S. military, so we should give up now, is not necessarily what would develop. Because the socialist communists will not control the military until they've overthrown the current form of government and seized all power, including law enforcement. And that's something that nobody ever considers. Should a confrontation occur before then, they will not be with the military, and depending on the politics of law enforcement officers, may not be with police. So the earliest violent confrontations will be with armed civilian mobs, successors to the one we now see at the homes of political enemies, calling for their deaths and those of their family members. This is foreseeable because we see the John Brown gun clubs around the country, which cater to the fanatical leftists who's trying to learn how to shoot and train to varying degrees to serve as a civilian vigilante arm of the left. We're motivated purely by a motive, you know, of defense. These gun owners are training as an offensive force for the overthrow of capitalism. And how's this going to develop? They will again weaponize information, this time publishing names and addresses of gun owners. Although, they can't do it here, where I live. They can't do that. So, but this will be intended to cause us to question whether gun ownership and the assault on us and our families is worth the terror the fascists will cause. Well, as you know, that's only to a degree, because I think we would see a little bit of mobilization happening then. As these propagandists scream then for even more violence, more control, those who own guns will be reminded that why they have them, and then the resolve begins to deepen. So the question becomes how far the left is prepared to go to usher in the new fascist socialist utopia. They know how much easier it would be if the guns were taken first. Authoritarians have always understood that gun control is political control, which is why they don't practice it against their own supporters. Gun control is for political enemies. Remember that. Gun control is always for your political enemy. And it both precedes and hastens the eventual purge, which is necessary for dictatorship. It really, truly, people, it really, really is just that simple. That's why I end every show with a little saying that I say. And let me say that again. Gun control is for political enemies and both precedes and hastens the eventual purge necessary to dictatorship. That's all there is to it. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this, if you would be so kind. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.